This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
Jerry, are you ready for this morning's gratitude on today's Fried Friday?
Yes, Samantha. It is going to get really interesting in this episode, don't you think?
That is because, Jerry, it's episode 141 of the Tibetan Book of Death, Bardo of Becoming.
What is it about?
It's the ancient teachings of obtaining the rainbow light body. Very interesting.
Okay, so after this song from this Summer Breeze instrumental version, based on the 1990s pop soul track, we'll get into the program with Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip.
Yes. Jerry, so here's the song that you just mentioned. It is recommended based on Alchemy Coach Chip's YouTube channel, right here on the podcast for your transformational journey. Modern Spiritual Podcast, Morning Gratitude.
Thank you.
Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual, 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network.
Now here's your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Good morning to you. It's Alchemy Coach Chip, and this keeps doing this. We switch it out to the other side, and it just wants to throw it out. I don't know why, but we'll just continue to keep going on with this. This is episode 141 with a chapter 2 of the Tibetan Book of Death, or the Book of Dead. And this explains about meditation and the obtaining the rainbow light body. And one wore the one in order to enter the white light. They get in depth with this. It goes really deep, and it will answer a lot of your questions about things that are happening during your meditations, and why are we seeing ghosts? Some are seeing different types of lights, orbs, and things of that nature. And if we listen to it, it will give you the answer of what you're going through on these plateaus, because obviously meditation is obtaining and practicing death, preparing ourselves and our souls for the role of death. And I know many, many out there are saying, wow, because that ain't what they were told about meditation. They were told something different. But we get to the truth of things here. We do not hide. We do not lie. We come to the root and to the core of what things are really about. So when we come back, we'll do definitely a meditation. We won't do an affirmation, because affirmations are something that we're getting not into for this episode, because we're getting really deep into this rainbow-like body. Let's get into it right now. Here's chapter 2 of the Tibetan, the Book of Dead, Bardos of Becoming. And we'll learn what this means right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
In the last episode, Tibetan Book of Dead, the Six Realms of Existences. Here's a recap of where we stopped at, in the end of chapter 1.
O child of noble family, listen carefully without distraction. There are six bardo states. The bardo of birth, the bardo of dreams, the bardo of samadhi meditation, the bardo of the moment before death, the bardo of dharmata, and the bardo of becoming.
Now here is Tibetan Book of Dead, chapter 2, the bardo of becoming. Exclusively on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, your transformational journey.
O child of noble family, you will experience three bardo states. The bardo of the moment before death, the bardo of dharmata, and the bardo of becoming. Of these three, the luminosity of dharmata in the bardo of the moment before death shone until yesterday, but you did not recognize it. And so you had to wander here. Now you will experience the bardo of dharmata and the bardo of becoming. So recognize what I will show you without distraction. O child of noble family, now what is called death has arrived. You are not alone in leaving this world. It happens to everyone. So do not feel desire and yearning for this life. Even if you feel desire and yearning, you cannot stay. You can only wander in samsara. Do not desire, do not yearn. Remember the three jewels. O child of noble family, whatever terrifying projections appear in the bardo of dharmata, do not forget these words, but go forward remembering their meaning. The essential point is to recognize with them. Now when the bardo of dharmata dawns upon me, I will abandon all thoughts of fear and terror. I will recognize whatever appears as my projection and know it to be a vision of the bardo. Now that I have reached this crucial point, I will not fear the peaceful and wrathful ones, my own projections. Go forward saying these words clearly and distinctly and remembering their meaning. Do not forget them, for the essential point is to recognize with certainty that whatever appears, however terrifying, is your own projection. O child of noble family, when your body and mind separate, the Dharmatar will appear, pure and clear yet hard to discern, luminous and brilliant, with terrifying brightness, shimmering like a mirage on a plain in spring. Do not be afraid of it. Do not be bewildered. This is the natural radiance of your own Dharmata. Therefore recognize it. A great roar of thunder will come from within the light, the natural sound of Dharmata, like a thousand thunderclaps simultaneously. This is the natural sound of your Dharmata. So do not be afraid or bewildered. You have what is called a mental body of unconscious tendencies. You have no physical body of flesh and blood. So whatever sounds, colors, and rays of light occur, they cannot hurt you, and you cannot die. It is enough simply to recognize them as your projections. Know this to be the bardo state. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize them in this way as your own projections, whatever meditation practice you have done during your life, if you have not met with this teaching, the colored lights will frighten you, the sounds will bewilder you, and the rays of light will terrify you. If you do not understand this essential point of the teaching, you will not recognize the sounds, lights, and rays, and so you will wander in samsara. O child of noble family, after being unconscious for 4.5 days, you will move on. And awakening from your faint, you will wonder what has happened to you. So recognize it as the bardo state. At that time, samsara is reversed, and everything you see appears as lights and images. The whole of space will shine with a blue light, and blessed Vairochana will appear before you from the central realm, all-pervading circle. His body is white in color, he sits on a lion throne, holding an 8-spoke wheel in his hand and embracing his consort, the Queen of Vajra Space. The blue light of the Skanda of Consciousness in its basic purity, the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu, luminous, clear, sharp, and brilliant, will come towards you from the heart of Vairochana and his consort, and pierce you so that your eyes cannot bear it. At the same time, together with it, the soft white light of the gods will also come towards you and pierce you. At that time, under the influence of bad karma, you will be terrified and escape from the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu with its bright blue light. But you will feel an emotion of pleasure towards the soft white light of the gods. At that moment, do not be frightened and bewildered by the luminous, brilliant, very sharp, and clear blue light of supreme wisdom. For it is the light ray of the Buddha, which is called the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu. Be drawn to it with faith and devotion, and supplicate it, thinking, it is the light ray of Blessed Vairochana's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is Blessed Vairochana coming to invite you to the dangerous pathway of the bardo. It is the light ray of Vairochana's compassion. Do not take pleasure in the soft white light of the gods. Do not be attracted to it or yearn for it. If you are attracted to it, you will wander in the realm of the gods and circle among the 6 kinds of existence. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not look at it, but feel longing for the bright blue light, and repeat this inspiration prayer after me with intense concentration on Blessed Vairochana. When through intense ignorance I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the Dharmadhatu wisdom, may Blessed Vairochana go before me, his consort the Queen of Vajra Space behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of Blessed Vairochana and his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the central realm, but densely arrayed. But if, even after being shown, he is afraid of the lights and the rays because of his aggression and veils of error, and he escapes, and if he is confused, even after saying the prayer, then on the second day, Vajrasattva's circle of deities will come to invite him, together with his bad karma, which leads to hell. So, to show him, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the second day, a white light, the purified element of water, will shine, and at the same time, the blessed Vajrasattva Akshobhya will appear before you from the eastern realm of complete joy. His body is blue in color. He holds a five-pointed vajra in his hand and sits on an elephant throne embracing his consort, Buddha Lochana. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas, Kshitigarbha and Maitreya, and the two female bodhisattvas, Lasya and Pushpa, so that six Buddha's forms appear. The white light of the skanda of form in its basic purity, the mirror-like wisdom, dazzling white, luminous and clear, will come towards you from the heart of Vajrasattva and his consort, and pierce you so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft smoky light of hell beings will also come towards you and pierce you. At that time, under the influence of aggression, you will be terrified, and escape from the brilliant white light. But you will feel an emotion of pleasure towards the soft smoky light of the hell beings. At that moment, do not be afraid of the sharp, brilliant, luminous, and clear white light, but recognize it as wisdom. Be drawn to it with faith and longing, and supplicate it, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Vajrasattva's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is blessed Vajrasattva coming to invite you to the terrors of the bardo. It is the light ray hook of Vajrasattva's compassion, so feel longing for it. Do not take pleasure in the soft, smoky light of the hell beings. This is the inviting path of the veils of error accumulated by your violent aggression. If you are attracted to it, you will fall down into hell and sink into the muddy swamp of unbearable suffering from which there is never any escape. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not look at it, but give up aggression. Do not be attracted to it, do not yearn for it. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant, white light and say this inspiration prayer with intense concentration on blessed Vajrasattva. When through intense aggression I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the mirror-like wisdom, may blessed Vajrasattva go before me, his consort, Buddha Lochana, behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Vajrasattva and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the eastern realm of complete joy. Yet even after being shown in this way, some people are afraid of the light ray hook of compassion because of their pride and veils of error, and they escape. So then on the third day, blessed Ratnasambhava's circle of deities will come to invite them, together with the light path to the human realm. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the third day, a yellow light, the purified element of earth, will shine, and at the same time, blessed Ratnasambhava will appear before you from the yellow southern realm, the glorious. His body is yellow in color. He holds a wish-fulfilling jewel in his hand and sits on a horse throne, embracing his consort, Mamaki. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas, Akashagarbha and Samantabhadra, and the two female bodhisattvas, Mala and Dupa, so that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The yellow light of the skanda of feeling in its basic purity, the wisdom of equality, brilliant yellow, adorned with discs of light, luminous and clear, unbearable to the eyes, will come towards you from the heart of Ratnasambhava and his consort and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft blue light of human beings will also pierce your heart. At that time, under the influence of pride, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, clear yellow light. But you will feel an emotion of pleasure and attraction towards the soft blue light of human beings. At that moment, do not be afraid of the yellow light, luminous and clear, sharp and bright, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action, and be drawn to it with longing. If you recognize it as the natural radiance of your own mind, even though you do not feel devotion and do not say the inspiration prayer, all the forms and lights and rays will merge inseparably with you, and you will attain enlightenment. If you cannot recognize it as the natural radiance of your own mind, supplicate it with devotion, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Ratnasambhava's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of blessed Ratnasambhava's compassion, so feel longing for it. Do not take pleasure in the soft blue light of human beings. That is the inviting light path of unconscious tendencies accumulated by your intense pride. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the human realm and experience birth, old age, death, and suffering, and never escape from the muddy swamp of samsara. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not look at it, but give up pride, give up your unconscious tendencies. Do not be attracted to it, do not yearn for it. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant white light, and say this inspiration prayer with intense one-pointed concentration on blessed Ratnasambhava. When through intense pride I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the wisdom of equality, may blessed Ratnasambhava go before me, his consort Mamaki behind me. Help me to cross the Bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, you will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Ratnasambhava and his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the southern realm, the glorious. By being shown in this way, liberation is certain, however weak one's capacities may be. Yet, even after being shown like this many times, there are people whose good opportunities have run out, such as those who have done great evil, or let their samaya practice degenerate, who will not recognize. Disturbed by desire and veils of error, they will be afraid of the sounds and lights and will escape. So then on the fourth day, blessed Amitabha's circle of deities will come to invite them, together with the light path of the hungry ghosts built from desire and meanness. To show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the fourth day, a red light, the purified element of fire, will shine. And at the same time, blessed Amitabha will appear before you from the red western realm, the blissful. His body is red in color, he holds a lotus in his hand and sits on a peacock throne, embracing his consort, Pandaravasini. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas, Avalokiteshvara and Manjushri, and the two female bodhisattvas, Gita and Aloka. So that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The red light of the skanda of perception in its basic purity, the wisdom of discrimination, brilliant red, adorned with discs of light, luminous and clear, sharp and bright, will come from the heart of Amitabha and his consort and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. Do not be afraid of it. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts will also shine. Do not take pleasure in it, give up desire and yearning. At that time, under the influence of intense desire, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, bright red light. But you will feel pleasure and attraction towards the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts. At that moment, do not fear the red light, sharp and brilliant, luminous and clear, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action, be drawn to it with faith and longing. If you recognize it as your own natural radiance, even if you do not feel devotion and do not say the inspiration prayer, all the forms and lights and rays will merge inseparably with you, and you will attain enlightenment. If you cannot recognize it in this way, supplicate it with devotion, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Amitabha's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of blessed Amitabha's compassion. Feel devotion and do not escape. Even if you escape, it will stay with you inseparably. Do not be afraid. Do not be attracted to the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts. That is the light path of unconscious tendencies accumulated by your intense desire. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the realm of the hungry ghosts and experience unbearable misery from hunger and thirst. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not be attracted to it, but give up your unconscious tendencies. Do not yearn for it. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant red light, and say this inspiration prayer with intense one-pointed concentration on blessed Amitabha and his consort. When through intense desire I wander in samsara, on the luminous, light path of discriminating wisdom, may blessed Amitabha go before me, his consort Pandaravasini behind me, and help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Amitabha, infinite light, with his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the Western realm, the blissful. It is impossible not to be liberated by this. Yet even after being shown in this way, sentient beings cannot give up their unconscious tendencies because of long habituation, and under the influence of envy and evil karma, they are afraid of the sounds and lights. They are not caught by the light ray hook of compassion, but wander downwards to the fifth day of the bardo state. So then, blessed Amoghasiddhi's circle of deities with their light rays of compassion will come to invite them. And the light path of the jealous gods, built from the emotion of envy, will also invite them. Then to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the fifth day, a green light, purified element of air, will shine. And at the same time, blessed Amoghasiddhi, Lord of the Circle, will appear before you from the green northern realm, accumulated actions. His body is green in color, he holds a double vajra in his hand and sits on a throne of Shang Shang birds soaring in the sky, embracing his consort Samayatara. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas Vajrapani and Sarva Nirvana Vishkambin, and the two female bodhisattvas Ganda and Naivijja, so that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The green light of the skanda of concept in its basic purity, the action accomplishing wisdom, brilliant green, luminous and clear, sharp and terrifying, adorned with discs of light will come from the heart of Amoghasiddhi and his consort, and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. Do not be afraid of it. It is the spontaneous play of your own mind. So rest in the supreme state, free from activity and care, in which there is no near or far, love or hate. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft red light of the jealous gods caused by envy will also shine on you. Meditate so that there is no difference between love and hate. But if your intelligence is weak, then simply do not take pleasure in it. At that time, under the influence of intense envy, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, brilliant green light. But you will also feel pleasure and attraction towards the soft red light of the jealous gods. At that moment, do not be afraid of the green light, sharp and brilliant, luminous and clear, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action, and supplicate it with devotion, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Amoghasiddhi's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of Blessed Amoghasiddhi's compassion, called the action accomplishing wisdom. So long for it and do not escape. Even if you escape, it will stay with you inseparably. Do not be afraid of it. Do not be attracted to the soft red light of the jealous gods. That is the inviting path of karma accumulated by your intense envy. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the realm of the jealous gods and experience unbearable misery from fighting and quarreling. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not be attracted to it, but give up your unconscious tendencies. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant green light and say this inspiration prayer with intense, one-pointed concentration of Blessed Amoghasiddhi and his consort. When through intense envy I wander in samsara on the luminous light path of action accomplishing wisdom, may Blessed Amoghasiddhi go before me, his consort Samayatara behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of Blessed Amoghasiddhi and his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the northern realm, perfected actions. However weak his good karmic results may be, by being shown like this in many stages, if he does not recognize at one, he will at another, so it is impossible not to be liberated. But even after being shown in this way many times, those who have been habituated to many unconscious tendencies for a long time and have never become familiar with the pure visions of the five wisdoms, are carried backwards by their bad tendencies, even though they are shown. So they are not caught by the light ray hook of compassion, but become bewildered and frightened by the lights and rays, and wander downwards. So then on the sixth day, the Buddhas of the five families with their consorts and attendant deities will appear simultaneously, and at the same time the lights of the six realms will also shine simultaneously. To show him, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. Even though you were shown when the light of each of the five families appeared until yesterday, under the influence of bad tendencies, you were bewildered by them. And so you have remained here until now. If you had recognized the natural radiance of the wisdoms of those five families as your own projection, you would have dissolved into rainbow light in the body of one of the five families and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha. But because you did not recognize, you have gone on wandering here until this time. So now watch without distraction. Now the five families will appear all together, and what is called the four wisdoms combined will come to invite you. Recognize them. O child of noble family, the four colored lights of the four purified elements will shine. At the same time, the Buddha Vairochana and his consort will appear just as before from the central realm, all-pervading circle. The Buddha Vajrasattva, with his consort and attendants, will appear from the eastern realm, complete joy. The Buddha Ratnasambhava, with his consort and attendants, will appear from the southern realm, the glorious. The Buddha Amitabha, with his consort and attendants, will appear from the western, blissful realm of lotuses. And the Buddha Amoghasiddhi, with his consort and attendants, will appear from the northern realm, perfected actions, out of the space of rainbow light. O child of noble family, beyond those Buddhas of the five families, the wrathful guardians of the gates will also appear. Vijaya, the victorious. Yamantaka, destroyer of death. Hayagriva, the horse-necked. And Amrita Kundali, coral of nectar. And the female guardians of the gates, Ankusha, the hook, Pasha, the noose, Shunkala, the chain, and Ganta, the bell. The six sages, the blessed ones, will also appear. Indra, of the 100 sacrifices, sage of the gods. Vemachitra, splendid robe, sage of the jealous gods. The lion of the Shakyas, sage of human beings. Dhruva Singha, steadfast lion, sage of the animals. Jvalamukha, flaming mouth, sage of the hungry ghosts. and Dharmaraja, the Dharma King, Sage of the Hell Beings. Samantabhadra and Samantabhadri, the all-good father and mother of all the Buddhas, will also appear. These 42 deities of the Sambhogakaya will emerge from within your own heart and appear before you. They are the pure form of your own projections, so recognize them. O child of noble family, those realms too do not exist anywhere else but lie in the four directions of your heart, with the center as fifth, and now they emerge from within your heart and appear before you. Those images too do not come from anywhere else but are the primordial spontaneous play of your mind. So recognize them in this way. O child of noble family, those images are neither large nor small, but perfectly proportioned. They each have their own adornments, their costume, their color, their posture, their throne, and their symbol. They are spread out in five couples. Each of the five is encircled by a halo of the five colored lights. The whole mandala, the male and female deities of the families, will appear completely.
That wraps up Chapter 2, The Bardos of Becoming. Stay tuned for tomorrow's Power Half Hour with Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, another episode of the Tibetan Book of Dead, Chapter 3. Remember to give us a like and follow us on our social media accounts to stay connected and updated with us. The Modern Spiritual Podcast at modernspiritualpodcast.com is your transformational journey.
And thank you there, Jerry, along with Samantha, for the opening of the show of this episode. And we're going to end it here. Well, I'm going to leave you with actually a meditation. So we'll continue with Chapter 3 tomorrow on the Power Half Hour at 12 noon Eastern, 12 noon Mountain Arizona time, which is the 3 p.m. Eastern time zone. So check that out. We're going to continue on with these chapters until next Friday, so make sure that you don't miss a beat of that. If you do, go to the archives and check out the prior episodes of what we got. And if you're missing some of it, that's the place to start, because this stuff here is for intermediate and advanced, and it's going to get deeper. It's going to be deeper tomorrow. So, in the meantime, wherever you listen to us from around the world, have a good day and a good night, and I bid you to be safe during this COVID-19. And I'm going to leave you with The Minds of the Forest, with the meditation of the sound healing meditation on the Modern Spiritual Podcast. Thank you.
Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual, 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network. Thank you.